Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Princeton Speedway winner Adam Favors. Then, from U.S. Legend Summer Shootout to 410 Sprint Car Victory Lane, we'll speak with Sean Rahal. And we'll have a conversation with crossover standout, dirt super late model or pavement super late model, Carson Brown. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Natural Bridge, Virginia. John Ruggiero Jr. gets that one. Brandon Umberger parks it at Victory Lane at Wythe. Newport, Tennessee, Tyler Worley and Lance Gatlin split the wins. Jennifer Everett back in Victory Lane at Winder Barrow in Georgia. Anderson, South Carolina to Chase Burgesson. Archie Adams Jr. wins Dillon. And at Possum Kingdom, it's Cole Johnson. Tennessee's Kyle Barnes wins at North Carolina's Wake County Speedway. Harris Speedway, the Blue Ridge Outlaw late models in town. Jacob Brown a winner. Matt Cox the same at Southern National. County Line to Michael Batten. Jamie Major wins East Lincoln. And at Caraway, it's Tito Clapp. Stephen Hollinger wins Auburndale in Florida. Five Flags goes to Spencer Davis. Ben Blaylock a winner at Hendry County. And in West Virginia at Beckley, it's Evan McReynolds. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, making the big trip over a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, from California, way up in NorCal, where you see all those wild outlaw carts and guys like Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, Matt DiBenedetto coming out of there, to North Carolina, just north of Mooresville in Mount Ulla. Adam Favors, now you're winning at Princeton, West Virginia, racing at a track like Ararat, Virginia. How did you get this map to find all these small places that, you know, are producing great racing? And now you're a part of that that club. What motivated you to come from west to east?
Man, we just raced Capital here, and we just looked at the map and saw some places racing and said we're going to load up and go.
Wow. Well, when you came here, I'm sure the history of running out west, were you a part of that Red Bluff Outlaw thing and the outlaw cart scene? Did you carry that back here? Why a modified now?
Now, when I moved back out here, I didn't have no race cars when I moved here, and I spent a little time here and realized I wanted to get back in it, but I did not continue the outlaw cart thing.
And the modified just became the car that drew you to it back here?
Yeah, I got, I had a friend of mine that I worked with. He had one, and then I ended up working at Longhorn, building the modifieds there, and just really fell in love with them and always been around them. So thought better time now than to get into them.
And a great time it is, because he's won a couple at Princeton Speedway up in West Virginia, been on the top of the board at Ararat, Virginia. And a driver to keep your eye on. Former California resident, now doing it in North Carolina, Adam Favors, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. But I did see one thing. Congratulations on graduating the NASCAR Technical Institute. How cool was that program to experience, and some of the people and things that you got to do? What was that like?
Oh, yeah, it was a great experience. It got me my first job in racing down here. You know, it opened a lot of windows and made a lot of relationships for me. And I still use those relationships in my racing now. And, you know, it's been a awesome experience for me, and would, you know, recommend people to go back.
NASCAR Technical Institute, John Dotson, Darrell Hoffman, so many great guys there, and so many that have come through the program. And our guest on the ProFab Hotline, one of those, Adam Favors, graduated recently from there, and excited to have him on PRN at the Track. I see that, you know, things have really kind of, you know, come together in the last couple of months or so. Parts, pieces helping you, but probably, I would think. But how about as a driver standpoint? Did you switch from crunchy peanut butter to smooth out how you were going to get these wins? What's been the change?
Yeah, the biggest change for me is just mentally. I'm the worst as as far as getting in my own head and just, you know, getting myself out of the game and just trying to stay focused and not let the butterflies get to me is probably my biggest hurdle I've had to try to overcome. But I think getting that first one finally, you know, they say the first one's always the hardest. So.
Well, and you got that second one, Adam Favors, back-to-back sort of wins over a couple of weeks span at Princeton, Virginia. Great dirt track right off of I-77 if you're headed up that way for anything. But what did it feel like that change when you got that first win going towards the second one? What was the difference as you started north on 77 to go after that next win?
Just the weight lifted off your shoulders, just being able to finally get that first one and, you know, just going down there. And now you kind of have an expectation of, all right, man, I probably should be able to run pretty decent down here and, you know, run competitive. And
it's kind of flip, wouldn't it be, where now you're kind of a little pressure on, hey, I got to back it up versus, hey, I got to get it. Would that be part of it?
I don't know that I would say I went there expecting to win again, but, you know, I definitely had confidence that we were going to run real well.
Adam Favors, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, picking up a couple of wins at Princeton Speedway in West Virginia. Drivers are known to be a little bit superstitious. Did you pick up something from that first win or these first wins that now, oh, I got to wear these socks or I got to touch this part of the car before I get in it? Anything like that that is a part of your superstition?
No superstitions. I haven't had any of those.
Well, hopefully whatever magic worked, whether it was driver parts, pieces and all, that it keeps on going for you. A new fresh face in the modified divisions across the Southeast, former California resident, now in Mooresville, Mount Ulas, Adam Favor, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. With all these wins racking up and the tracks you're starting to go to out and about, folks got to be able to keep up with you. Adam, where can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Adam Favors Racing. Instagram is Favors_5.3. And then also another Facebook is just Adam Favors.
From Outlaw Karts to the NASCAR Technical Institute to Modified Victory Lanes, our guest Adam Favors on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Adam, thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do, to race cleanly, on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. A driver that we've seen come up from the U.S. Legends Summer Shootout Series, graduate through and run all kinds of different forms of cars, and now he gets to say he is a 410 sprint car winner from last weekend at Butler, Michigan. Sean Rahal, how cool is this? You know, you've raced and won in a number of different vehicles, but what was the challenge that made chasing a 410 victory kind of, you know, something that made you interested to go after?
I just think, you know, thank you for all that. But I think realistically, it's just the purity of it. It's a really tough deal to be good on dirt and just alone, whether it's in a late model or sprint car. And then, you know, you give 900 horsepower and wings, and you give competition when you're racing against guys who race 50 races a year, for calling that a season for the past decade. And you got 15 of those guys out there, and you got to go beat them. It's a pretty big challenge.
Well, the challenge was met by our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Sean Rahal, taking his 410 sprint car to Victory Lane in Butler, Michigan. Clear up for those listening. The 410 sprint car is pretty much what a World of Outlaws or High Limit series car is. That was the same thing you were driving at Butler?
Yes. Yeah, it's the same actually chassis, and the only difference in what we run in the World Outlaws, we just had our smaller motor in that night. But besides for that, same World of Outlaw car, same everything.
Wow. Sean Rahal getting a win in those awesome looking cars that you see on the High Limit shows, the Dirt Vision shows for World of Outlaws, and now capping off a run towards this after a couple of years of processing it through. Sean Rahal's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So going from, you know, pavement, late models, legends cars, Le Mans, road course, all the cool stuff that you've been in getting into sprint car, what did you have to throw out of, you know, the playbook and out of your head to now make a sprint car do what it's supposed to do? Because those things ain't like those other things.
I'd say about everything. the only thing that's the same is probably green flag, checker flag, yellow flag. Guess white flag's same too. They don't really use black flags on dirt. They run hard and work hard. I think that's probably your only similarities. You know, even like being really good with the shocks and the road course stuff, and really knowing what I wanted and being able to figure out what I want out of on a dirt car is completely opposite on in regards to reading numbers. It's almost, you know, like I was dyslexic when I walked into it. It's just everything was flip-flopped. And then, you know, obviously we do our speed adjustments before the corner on asphalt, and in dirt, you know, you're doing it in the corner because you got to keep it wing down. You got to keep the tires spinning when you get to a cushion. And a big learning curve.
Sean Rahal wins the 410 sprint car race at Butler, Michigan. He's our guest of the ProFab hotline. I don't know that the people watching a lot of these sprint car races realize that in those corners, you're making the wing move with your hand movement, a shifter-like item there that you can reach and change position. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have a wing slider system that runs off the power steering pump. So with that being said, you know, that allows us to basically move the wing backwards or forwards. And we usually do that on the straightaway. But with that being said, it still allows us to tighten up the car a little bit, you know, make a little bit more drive out of it. It's a pretty big deal in Ohio with as slick as some of these joints are. And then, you know, beyond that, it also lays the car left a little bit, which is something I kind of learned last year. So it tightens up, it lays you left. So kind of does two things at once.
Wow. Sean Rahal learning all different kinds of, you know, how he uses hands and feet and, you know, just all the different things. How about physically with all that different motion? You know, what muscles did you discover now that you need for sprint cars that road courses and pavement late models and such, you didn't really have to work out?
I don't know what muscle you would consider it, but you get a lot less sleep when you're doing all the maintenance. Sprint car drivers are
tried and true. Like, you know, we just I'm at a car wash in Lima, Ohio. We just changed motors today and basically re-squared a rear end, got set up for Eldora. We got in at the hotel at 2 a.m. last night and up at 8 a.m. this morning. So figuring out how to deal with less sleep.
Wow.
I think is probably that's a big muscle. And then if you look at my Garmin yesterday, I burned 3,900 calories. So it's a physical day. Being mentally tough, I feel like, you know, your brain here is pretty hard because, you know, some nights you just get your teeth kicked in. You got the Outlaws that come to town and you weren't as good at a place that you know, the track was different, X, Y, and Z. And being able to, like, rebound off of that and just basically go into the next night on kill. It takes like a pretty big mental discipline to, like, you know, let a bad night roll off your shoulders. And kind of like what we had last night, you know, we roll off to Millstream. We kind of missed it qualifying a little bit, ended up starting the feature 10th, drove it all the way to fourth, was battling for Schaefer for third on the last lap, and go to Wayne County, which is a place that I was good at one point. Had a bad wreck there, kind of struggled since, and we're good in qualifying, good in the heat race until I made a mistake and then put us behind the eight ball and put us in a B main, you know, and then you wind up 20th, and now I'm going to Eldora, and I like half miles, and obviously Eldora's cool, and I'm looking forward to ripping.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you do just that, ripping like Sean Rahal has done virtually every step of the way. And I'll tell you this on air. I believe that you are the first U.S. Legend Summer Shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway driver to graduate on up through the ranks and become a 410 sprint car winner. Congratulations about that, Sean. We're right at the end of this, so we'll have to continue at some other point on another win. But awesome to see the success that one of the drivers we watched as a young man now continuing his professional aspirations into a 410 sprint car winner. Sean Rahal, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, thank you. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Drivers, start your engines!
Atlanta Motor Speedway is built for battles. High speeds, tight packs, dramatic finishes.
Crossover move! They're three wide for the lead!
But you've never seen Atlanta Motor Speedway like this, under the lights, where every moment feels bigger. Experience the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, Saturday, June 28th, under the lights in Atlanta. Get your tickets now at AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations. But you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, I call him a crossover star, as whether it's dirt super late models, pavement super late models, even back to the Legends days, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, Carson Brown, is able to take it and get the most out of it. And now he can call himself an ASA Stars Tour winner from last weekend at Madison, Wisconsin. Wow, Carson, how's it feel to, get this big pavement win in the state of Wisconsin with a lot of darn good late model drivers, as well as the ASA Tour that came there with you?
Yeah, it feels really good, especially after how we started the year off, just struggling and in a string of bad luck. And we went into Madison struggling a little bit and had our heads a little low compared to normal. But yeah, it just feels really good to finally get a win with Anthony Campy Racing and the whole group in ASA against a really stout group of cars. And yeah, just couldn't really do it with a better team.
Wow. And the team, and they've got to be equally, if not more so, proud of their driver, Carson Brown, for taking that big ASA Stars Tour victory last weekend up there in Wisconsin. Carson's our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. And like I said, going back and forth between dirt, super late models, pro, super late, all the rest. Where are you as we're speaking? Are you gone from ASA Stars Tour now to Hell Tour? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we've been bouncing around a lot. We've had no days off here lately, but yeah, we're in Davenport, Iowa, racing the dirt super late model. And we'll be racing the dirt super late model for the next 23 days. And then we'll also be hopping to some road course Trans Am stuff. So definitely bouncing around, but I feel like it helps me as a driver just learn to adapt. And I feel like it helps me on the asphalt stuff and run the top at Madison, and that definitely helped me pick up the win there.
Yeah, I can't imagine all the different cars our guest Carson Brown is on. When I go from my truck to my wife's vehicle, just the radio being different is, you know, somewhat confusing, and he's got all these different race cars, but he is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Darn proud of a young driver that we've seen come up through the Legend Series to continue and process these great wins. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. And you use ProFabrication headers on at least the dirt side, I'm sure?
We have to use them on the dirt side. We've got some long headers. We have some short headers. The short headers help out west with the air density and everything. And, yeah, we love them. They sound really good, and we always have people coming through the pits asking what motor's in and what headers are on it. Yeah, this thing always sounds good. And you know, whenever we fire it up after the driver's meeting and before hot laps.
Oh, yeah. ProFabrication headers and exhaust, and our guest Carson Brown on the ProFab hotline. But, the differences between pavement and dirt, you know, are not just track-wise and what's going on out there. You know, what are some of the do's and don'ts and the learning process it takes to, go from one to the other? Like, you can wear your own T-shirt on the pavement side, but over on dirt, that's not good. What are some of those things that you've had to learn?
Yeah, I'm definitely still learning the do's and don'ts right now. But yeah, that's kind of why we run Hell Tour and Summer Nationals and everything. But yeah, I feel like it kind of just helps me with aggression, being able to adapt. I feel like that helps me out a lot. And I feel like I can adapt to racetracks a lot quicker. And if something's wrong with the car, or we need help in certain areas, I feel like some of it translates and I pick it up a little bit quicker than normal. But yeah, I feel like it kind of just helps me across the board, and I love switching too. I feel like it's a lot of fun to put the tear offs on one night and then have your clean asphalt shoes the next.
There he goes. Yeah, he gets to have those almost church clean white shoes if he wants to on the pavement. Can't do that on the dirt. They won't last, three steps. But Carson Brown, he's stepping into victory lane last weekend of the ASA Stars Tour, and now on the dirt car tour that they call, like none other, the Hell Tour. For a bunch of weeks ahead, he's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Do you physically have to train a little bit different? Do you sit different in the seat from one car to the other? What are some of the things we don't see that are adjustments that a driver physically has to make?
Honestly, I feel like I don't really need to work out or go to the gym. I feel like every single day when I'm racing, that kind of helps me out physically. But yeah, I feel like it's definitely a different life racing dirt than it is asphalt. When you're running dirt, you're on the road the whole time and you're staying in the toter home, and it's definitely a different life that you kind of have to prepare for. I feel like it's a lot hotter in Summer Nationals Hell Tour, and you definitely don't get as much of a break as asphalt. I feel like you're always fixing the car, you're always working on something, or you're always driving to the next track.
How about schedules? You know, the pavement guys seem to start right after breakfast and run till midnight. Dirt guys, they kind of take it a little more easy. Maybe do, like you're saying, tinker a bit on the cars or work hard on the cars. But you don't have to race till it's, you know, 7 and 8 o'clock at night. How do you get that feel to work out?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely different racing that late at night. But honestly, the biggest issue is traveling to the next track. I mean, we got here at Davenport at 2:30, 3 a.m. And yeah, it's definitely a different way of living. And you're definitely not up as early, but you're definitely up way later. So definitely a different lifestyle there. And definitely one I love.
Make sure you set the alarm for the right time for the next day so you don't get it going off too early if you don't need to. But going to victory lane is what Carson Brown did at the ASA Stars Tour race in Madison, Wisconsin. Now out and about with the dirt guys across the Summer National Series. Man, where can, you know, does running dirt help you read pavement? That's one last quick question before we get to say goodbye. But, you know, does reading pavement translate, or reading dirt translate to reading pavement?
I think so, especially with ASA putting some traction compound down. I feel like it helps me read the grip level in the traction compound, because you never really know how much they're going to put and how much it's going to work. And I feel like that helps me run the top better. So, yes, I would say it does.
Wow. Where can we follow you on the internet to keep up with wherever you're going next?
Carson Brown Motorsports across almost all platforms.
Carson Brown Motorsports. Join this trip across all kinds of different racing. A great young man working on the cars with the crew, traveling, staying in the toter home, and winning races. Dude, congratulations. Carson Brown, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, there are plenty of races going on across the country this weekend. Yes, there'll be a little bit of weather here or there, but there's plenty of places to go out and explore and see some great grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. The Performance Racing Network.